And we got the voice of the A's, and we call him the captain, and that is Ken Korak joining us. Ken, how are you today?
I'm well, Marty. How you doing?
Very good, Captain, and nice to have you here and on the show, and love having you on. I was driving home from the San Rafael Pacifics last night. I got to see the robo-ump, and Eric Burns was the actual umpire, and I loved it. I'll tell you, it's seamless. After about 5 minutes, you don't even realize that the balls and strikes are being called by a computer. But I liked it. But I got to hear your almost game-ending call on Mark Smolinski's catch. And it was one of those issues I have with replay. You made one of the great calls of all time on an inning-ending double play. And then you said, well, wait a minute. They're going to replay. And you had to deal with that.
Well, you're right. And it's a ball that's hit to right center field with one out and a runner on base in the ninth inning, and Smolinski makes what we thought certainly could have been a great diving catch to end the game and a double play to double up the runner back at first base because he had rounded second base and was on his way over to third. And it's one of those things, too, as you know, Marty, when you're calling a play and the ball is hit fairly well out into the outfield and you're not sure because he's diving to the backhand side as a broadcaster, you rely on the umpires, and then you see the arm go up, and you see the out call. And so, yeah, you're thinking, well, the game's over. It's going to be a double play. But then the Angels challenged it, and they made the right call. Clearly on review, Jake Smolinski trapped the ball out there. And so one of the issues there too, Marty, and I know we're going to talk about other things, would be where do you place the runner? Because after that, the Angels wound up with a first and third situation. Bob Melvin went out to argue it, thinking that the runner should have been stopped at second, and that turned out to be a big play because Johnny Giovitella was the next hitter. He hit a ball to right center that was a sac fly that tied the game.
Yeah, you actually, and it was a great description because you had Cunningham between second and third, and once you told me that on the air, my take was, well, he's got to be placed at third base because he would have gone there anyway. But a great call, and it was part of life in baseball today with technology. So Jake Smolinski made the great catch, and then we had to go backwards. But you handled it beautifully, as always. All right, the A's are down. The A's have Lindstrom today. The Giants have Matt Moore in Tampa. Ken, tell us a little bit about playing in Tropicana Field, because it's been a few years since people have been there, a lot of new listeners. What is life like there?
It's different. It's not like normal baseball. I think the first thing that would stand out beside the AstroTurf would be the catwalks, because the catwalks are in play. And in fact, we had a play, I think it was Chris Davis. I'm not sure. I think it was Chris Davis or maybe Danny Valencia hit a ball up there when the A's were in St. Pete earlier this year. They hit one of the catwalks and it was ruled a home run. And you really got to be aware of the fact there are different ground rules depending on which ring you hit up there. So you can hit a ball up into the rafters, and now you don't know when the ball is coming down, it cascades down toward the infield. You can catch a ball, and it'll be an out. And then depending if it hits out in the outfield, which ring it hits, it can be ruled a home run. So it's a little bit of pinball baseball there. It's a very good hitter's ballpark. The ball seems to carry, I don't know why, the dimensions are conducive to hitting. So they're like the A's, I guess you could say. They really need a new ballpark there. I think it's really important for them.
The turf itself, I know there's an actual dirt infield, but is this one of those like Toronto where if you're an outfielder and there's a bouncer in front of you, you better be careful or it's going to go over your head?
Right, not so much anymore, and it's the Toronto turf, you know, you mentioned that, it's a lot softer than it used to be, and in the old days of AstroTurf, and you go to places like Cincinnati and St. Louis and Kansas City, you really had to be careful in the outfield. And make a judgment whether to come all the way in on a ball because, like you said, the ball could bounce and kangaroo up in the air way over the head of the outfielders. These turf fields now are a little softer than they used to be. There is a difference. It seems as if the ball picks up speed when it leaves the turf and then gets to the dirt because the infielders are standing in the dirt with the dirt base paths there.
Boy, all right, Matt Moore today. And yesterday it was Chris Archer. Kenan, you watch him last year, one of the top pitchers in the league, a slider crazy, but he great arm. He's been on MLB Network. He did all the shows and everything. This year, he's 4-9. Then you go to Matt Moore, another top lefty who had the surgery. He's come back. He struggled. And tomorrow is Jake Odorizzi. You know both Moore and Odorizzi. You've gone against them. Tell us about those two.
Well, we're all surprised, I think, over here in the American League that the Rays haven't played better, and especially they're not been as good as advertised. I thought they would have the best starting rotation in the American League East. Matt Moore's a guy you mentioned, the surgery, a Tommy John surgery back in 14. He made an all-star team in the American League. He's pitched in the postseason twice. He's a big lefty with a big arm. I read where in his last start he was throwing 94, 95, might have hit 96. He has great stuff, and the issue with him is fastball command. The A's faced him earlier this year. He did not dominate. The A's hit him pretty hard when he's on his game, but he's like a lot of pitchers, Marty. Has to get ahead with his fastball, but of the pitchers with the Rays, and Chris Archer has a great arm, like you said. This guy has a big-time fastball.
14 homers given up, 11 to righties. So yeah. You just sit back as a righty and just wait for that fastball.
Right, and he just hasn't commanded it like he has in the past. And maybe it's still, he's a couple years removed from the Tommy John, and maybe he's, sometimes they talk about the arm strength coming back after a major surgery. I think part of that, too, hand-in-hand, would be command, and maybe the command, because I know when we were there earlier this year, they were talking that the fastball command had not returned for him.
All right, very good scouting report. I like it. Ken Korak with us, the voice of the A's, and we call him the captain. He runs the ship over there. A's are very lucky to have you over there, Ken, as I always have said. Tomorrow, Jake Odorizzi. Now, this is a guy who's 23-27 lifetime, his 80th major league start. He's 3-3 on the year. He got ejected from his last game for calling balls and strikes, but he was probably ready to go anyway because he'd thrown 116 pitches. But this is another one of those guys. You've seen him as well, and this is another right-hander who could give you trouble if he can get it together.
Maybe he was looking for the computerized strike zone like you had last night at Arnold Field.
You had to see Burns last night, I want to tell you. You had to see his punch out. I mean, he did like a pirouette and a somersault, basically, to punch people out. He is amazing. He really is a funny guy.
He's a great guy.
I like the robo ump. I want to tell you, seriously, after five minutes, I didn't even notice it.
I would have to be seriously sold on it. You know, many years ago, I used to play fast pitch softball at Arnold Field. I mean, this is years ago, like back in the 80s. So, soft spot in my heart for the place. But Jake Odorizzi is a guy that doesn't have the kind of arm that Matt Moore has. He's more of a command pitcher. Changeup is his best pitch. Has to use that effectively. Yeah. The A's got him for four runs. I think he had two home runs off him in St. Pete earlier this year. He's an interesting guy in that he's not that old. He's in his mid-20s. He's already been traded twice in two big deals. He was drafted number one by the Brewers, and he went to the Royals in the Greinke deal. He went from the Royals to the Rays in that huge deal involving James Shields. And he's a good pitcher. Not a huge stuff guy, but a guy that I know the Rays count on as one of the mainstays in their rotation.
Rays don't hit anything but home runs. I look at the, as Andy Baggerly said, you look at their lineup, they don't do damage, but they can hit the ball out of the park.
They don't have a great offensive team. They don't have a lot of high average hitters, like you said, but I think part of that is the ballpark. You can hit a ball out, especially left-handed hitters can go the other way. Chris Coughlin had a pinch-hit home run for the A's when he was back before he was dealt to the Cubs, and he hit it out to left field the other way. So, like I said, it's a pretty good home run ballpark.
All right. You have Tim Lincecum today at the Coliseum, and you've seen him pitch so many times. And, of course, the Bay Area this weekend is abuzz with everything. You've got the Warriors next door at 5 o'clock tomorrow. You've got a game in the afternoon. You got Lincecum today. What a time for Bay Area sports. There must be some excitement around Lincecum being there.
I don't think there's any question. And I was down there, and the rest of our broadcast team, Vince, was down there. We were in the Angels dugout while Lincecum was meeting with the press, and a huge contingent, of course, of local media out there as Tim was talking about his comeback. I'm not sure what to expect. He pitched well in his rehab, and apparently he was great. The numbers were great when he pitched Sunday for Salt Lake against Fresno. I think it's interesting that he really feels he's come a long way back after the surgery, but he was really hindered because of the hip, as you can imagine, with his delivery, and he feels he has the range of motion better than it's been in maybe 3 or 4 years now after the surgery. He feels like his delivery will be a lot smoother. He's more flexible and stronger, and so we'll have to wait and see. I don't know that we know what we're going to see from him, we do know that even after he lost his great stuff, he still had a lot of guile, and the kind of guy that could get you out with pitches in the dirt and make you swing at bad balls. And he's had a lot of success against the A's over the years over across the base. So it's going to be a fun day to watch him pitch. And then the A's have a bullpen day today, Marty. You'll appreciate that. The A's are going to, I think, if things go well for them, they might empty the bullpen against the Angels today.
All right, Johnny Holstaff. All right. Hey, we're going to see you over in San Francisco, Interleague, those four games starting a week from Monday. So we'll see you over here, and then it should be a good week of baseball. But appreciate the report on Tampa, and I think we got a better feel for Matt Moore and Odorizzi, and glad to have you on as always.
It's always great to be with you, Marty. Thank you. And I'm glad you got to the top slope of the mound, because I would have been disappointed if you had been, like, at the bottom of the mound yesterday up in San Rafael.
No, it was great. I was up there. And let me tell you, when you're up on the mound looking down, it's a long way. I'm telling you, it's a long. So it was a little high and outside. But what helped me, the lights had just taken effect, so I saw the catcher very well.
If the lights take effect, then it doesn't really matter if you throw a strike or not.
That's correct.
I'm proud of you.
That's the key to night baseball. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Ken Korak, the voice of the A's. And good report on what's going on down in Tampa Bay and what's coming up as well. All right. More coming up here.